بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is our 17th session. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to try to complete lesson number 8. And if possible, we can begin lesson number 9. A book. Anyway, we're going to do lesson number 8, بإذن الله تعالى, from book number 2, Medina course. and last week we began to talk about this chapter somewhat, and we went over the conjugation of the verbs, first person, second person, third person, singulars and plurals, masculine and feminine. This chart that we find in the beginning of the chapter on page 55 of book 2. So hopefully during this past week you should have been studying this chart and perhaps memorizing it, all of it, so that you know the form of the verb, whether it's first person, second person, or third person, singular or plural, masculine or feminine. Excuse me, brothers. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I ask you to study the exercises number 3, 5, and 6. Study them, meaning examine them carefully, because those three exercises, 3, 5, and 6, are connected to this verb chart, and they go together with it. If you understand what's in those three exercises with this verb chart here, inshallah, that's the essence of this lesson, which is a review lesson covering what we have had before concerning past tense verbs. I also ask you in the homework to read and write the exercises 1, 2, and 4. Because 1, 2, and 4 are the exercises we're going to do today in the class. You should hopefully have written them out at home so that we can go through them quickly. And any problems that you have, inshallah, we'll try to clarify it today in the class. And finally, I reminded you to please listen to the audio files for lesson number 8. And the audio files are very, very important for us to listen to so that we can train our ear to understand and comprehend the Arabic when we hear it. Alright, so this chart that we have on the board is basically the chart from the first page of lesson number 8, except that we have erased some of the terminology indicating the fa'il. Who is the fa'il? Yani whether it's first person, second person, third person, masculine or feminine, for these forms of the verb. Hopefully if you have studied it, then it won't be necessary, you don't need it, okay? So, I'm going to explain it briefly before we go into the first exercise. And if you have any question, inshallah, you can ask your question as we, you know, before we start the exercises. Okay, so what we have here in this chart, right? On the top, we have al-mufrad and al-jam. Al-mufrad refers to the forms of the verbs that are singular. And al-jam refers to the forms of the verb which are, what? Plural. Noun. And on the top, we have two forms of the verb. This is the masculine, and this is the feminine for the third person. What we mean by third person? We mean al-ghaib and al-ghaiba, meaning the one who you're speaking about. If it is masculine, then we use this form, dhahaba, jalasa, akala. If it is feminine, third person that we're speaking about, then we say dhahabat. Jalasat, kharajat, like this, okay? So this is the third person masculine, third person feminine. If you're speaking directly to someone, then this is the second person, the mukhatab. Okay, the mukhatab. If it is masculine, then we add this to the ending of it, the suffix ta. Zahabta, jalasta, kharajta. If it is feminine, then we add this ending t. Jalasti, kharajti, zahabti, and so on, like this. Okay, so this is the second person, meaning the one you're speaking directly to. And this is the first person, meaning the speaker, the mutakallim. The first person is the speaker, mutakallim, the one who's speaking. Second person, the one you're speaking directly to, mukhatab. Third person, who you're speaking about? Ra'ib or Ra'iba, masculine or feminine? Masculine, feminine. And the same thing we have for the plurals. We have first person, plural. Second person, plural, masculine and feminine. And third person, plural, masculine and feminine. Okay, we also have duals, but we're not going to look at them now. We'll deal with that when we get to the chapter dealing with duals. Okay, so this is the main thing that you should know. This is the first person. First person, masculine and feminine is the same. Singular and plural. Masculine and feminine is the same. Second person has a masculine form, feminine form. Third person has a masculine form and a feminine form. And we should know those forms. As far as the pronoun that's attached to the verb, the pronoun that's attached to the verb is the fa'il. Is the fa'il. The doer of the action. The one who's doing the action, the subject, okay? I think he did. I maybe pressed the wrong button. Yeah, he did. I saw him. We were getting ready to start the class. Okay, something must have went wrong. Okay. Alright, so the fa'il in the past tense verb forms are attached to the verb. Okay, and you will see the fa'il, the subject, the doer of the action, attached to the verb, except for in two forms. The third person, singular, masculine, and feminine. Third person, singular. Both masculine and feminine form, you don't see the fa'il. Because in these cases, the fa'il is what? Dhamir mustatir. Now, which we understand to be huwa, representing huwa, or hiya. Alright? As far as the rest of the verb forms, we see, for second person, anta, you see, dhahabta. This is the fa'il, the ta. Second person, feminine, singular, dhahabti. Anti, dhahabti. You see the fa'il here, ti. First person, dhahabtu. Ana, dhahabtu. So the fa'il here is the two. And here, third person, plural, masculine, the fa'il is the waw here. Waw al-jama'ah. This waw is the fa'il. In the feminine form of third person plural, the noon here at the end, the habna. This noon, this is the fa'il, called noon and niswa. And in the noon, it represents feminine plurality. In the second person, masculine plural, you have the habtum. Feminine plural, you have the habtun. The fa'il here is the ta. And this meme is not part of the fa'il. This meme is the sign of plurality. Okay? For the masculine form of the plural verb. And here the noon is the sign of plurality. The feminine sign of plurality. Yeah, it's the sign of plurality. This right here is the fa'il. This niswa is noon and niswa. Meaning this is the fa'il. And this waw al-jama'ah, this is a fa'il. But here, this is just a sign of plurality. And this is a sign of plurality. The meme is a sign of plurality in masculine form of the plural verb. And noon is a sign of plurality in the feminine form of the plural verb. And here, noon fatayat, this na, is the fa'il. Okay, so these are the fa'il. The fa'il, in most cases, is ta. Here it is ta. Here it is ta. Here it is ta. The fa'il here is ta. The fa'il here is ta. The other three forms that are remaining is the waw al-jama'ah, noon and niswa, and na. These are all fa'ils. The rest, the other two that are remaining are dhamir mustatir. Dhamir mustatir. So we can see that on the verb forms, out of 10 of them, two of them, you don't see the fa'il. It's dhamir mustatir. Okay? One of them is waw al-jama'ah, this one. One of them is noon and niswa. And this one is the na, which represents plurality, first person plural. Okay? All the rest of them, the verb, the fa'il, that's the pronoun attached to the verb, is ta. Tu, ta, ti, and so on, like this. Alright, so this chart right here is explained in different ways in some of the exercises of this chapter, in three of the exercises of this chapter, explaining what we're talking about right now. And we'll go over them and look at them and read them, each one separately, as we go through the chapter. But before we reach those, we're going to do a couple of exercises. That inshallah, hopefully, will help us to see where we at, whether or not we really understand this or not. Alright, so we're going to do first exercise, we're going to do second exercise, and then we're going to look at some of the matters related to conjugation of verbs. First exercise, Tamreen al-Awwal, page 56. First exercise says, Akmil al-jumala al-atiyata biwada'i al-fi'li dhahaba fil-faraq ba'da isnadihi ila al-damiri al-munasib. Akmil al-jumala al-atiyata. What does this mean? Complete the following sentences. Al-jumal means what? Sentences. What is the singular of jumal? Al-jumalu is plural. The singular is, what did you say? Al-jumla. Al-jumlatu. Al-jumlatu ta marbuta. Al-jumlatu. Akmal al-jumla al-atiya. Complete the following sentences. Biwada'i. By putting al-fi'l, the verb. Which verb? Dhahaba. In this exercise, every answer is going to come from the verb dhahaba. It's not going to be any other verb. We're only going to use dhahaba. In the blank spaces, fil-faragi, ba'da isnadihi ila al-damir al-munasib. After connecting to it the appropriate pronoun. In other words, we're going to use the verb dhahaba, but we're going to connect to it different pronouns. Which pronouns? The pronouns that are the fa'il, like tu, ta, and ti, and so on. Okay? We're going to connect various pronouns to this verb, dhahaba, whichever one is munasib, yani appropriate, suitable, that fits in the space in that sentence. Okay? In the blank space. Alright, somebody take the first one, read the question, and the answer, and fill in the blank space. Naam, Abdul Haq. الطلاب و الجلد
اين الطلاب والجلود حط
slow down okay, the question is اين الطلاب الجلود, which means what?
Where
are the new students? Okay, what's the answer, Abdul Haq? All you got to do is put in the verb, the correct form of the verb. Where are the new students? Okay. It's okay. It's all right. He said, ذهبتم إلى المدير. First thing, think about the question, right? The question is, where are the new students? If somebody said to you, where are the new students? And you want to say, they went to the mudir, right? You would say what? Where are the new students? They went to the mudir. They is third person, and they is plural, and they is masculine in this case, right? Because the students are male students, right? So you have to use the masculine third person plural form of the verb. Masculine third person plural form of the verb. Okay. So what's the masculine third person plural? What? First of all, dhahabtum is what form of the verb? Dhahabtum. It's second person. Tum is second person. It's plural and it's masculine, but it's second person. We want to use the third person. They went. Not the habtum means you all went. We don't want to say you all, because they say, where are the new students? Where are the new students? You want to say not you all went, you want to say they went. The third person plural. Dhahabu. Naam. Third person, masculine plural is dhahabu. So the answer would be dhahabu ila al-mudiri. Okay, number two. Naam, Abdul Karim.
Nahnu dhahabna ila al-mal'abi.
طيب, he said, Nahnu dhahabna ila al-mal'abi. Nahnu is first person plural. So we want a first person plural form of the verb, right? First person plural form of the verb is ذهبنا. Okay, نا represents نحنو. نا is the attached pronoun, right? That represents نحنو. ذهبنا. نعم. Third one. نعم. عبد الحليم. We erased this because we needed to use the boy for the class, okay? This is third person. This is second person. And this is first person. Okay? This is masculine. This is feminine. This is masculine. This is feminine. Okay? This is both masculine and feminine. Alright? So, if we're looking for third person plural, that's this. If we're looking for first person plural, that's this. This first person, singular, plural. Okay? طيب, number three. Okay, he said, أين ذهبتم بعد الدرس يا إخواني? He said, ذهبتم. Okay, ذهبتم is what form of the verb? Second, تم, second person, plural, masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
So why did he use second person, masculine, plural? Because he's talking directly to somebody. Ya ikhwani. Whenever you see ya, you know you're talking directly to somebody. That got to be second person. Ya ikhwani. Ikhwan is plural. And it's masculine. So you got to use a second person, masculine, plural. Okay? So he said what? Aina zahabtum ba'd ad-darsi ya ikhwani. Okay, number four. Naam, Musa. طيب اليوم should be اليوم or اليوما.
اليوم.
Huh? What did you say, Musa?
اليوم.
اليوم. اليوم. اليوم. مفعول في منصوب. مفعول في اليوم. Okay, it's اليوم مفعول في. طيب read it again.
أذهبت إلى السوق اليوم يا أبي.
نعم. أذهبت إلى السوق اليوم يا أبي. Now. He said, "Azahabta." Azahabta is what form of the verb? It's second person, masculine, and it's singular. So why did he use second person, masculine, singular? Because at the end of the sentence, it tells you who he's talking to. He's talking to Ya Abi. It has to be second person when you say Ya. And Abi is masculine. And Abi is singular. So you have to use a second person, masculine, singular, which is what? Anta. Second person, masculine, singular, ذهبta. Anta. Okay? Number five. Naam, Abu Bakr. Ana ma ذهبtu ila al-maktabati al-yawma. Ana ma ذهبtu. Ana is the key here, right? Ana means I'm talking about myself. So it has to be first person singular. First person singular is what? Two. ذهبت أنا ما ذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم. I did not go to the مكتبة today. The exit, I mean, sentence number four. What does that sentence number four mean that we finished already? Number four. What does it mean?
Number four.
Yeah. Did you go to the market today, oh my father? And number three. What does it mean?
I did not go.
No, number three. Where did you go after the dars, oh my brothers? And number two, what does it mean?
We went to the
playground. And number one? Where are the new students? They went to the mudir. Because we should translate these also. We're doing them, but we should also translate them. Make sure that we understand what we are reading here. Okay? Alright, number six. Number six, who wants it? Naam, Abdul Karim. ذهبت or ذهبت?
ذهبت.
نعم ذهبت. أمي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. Why do we use ذهبت? Because what? أمي is feminine, singular, third person. Talking about somebody else. He's not talking to anybody. He's not talking about himself. He's talking about somebody else. And it's feminine and it's singular. أمي ذهبت. Okay, so third person, singular is either ذهب or ذهبت. If it's masculine, it's ذهب. If it's feminine, it's ذهبت. أمي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. What does it mean? My mother went to the hospital. Okay, number seven. Number seven, go ahead. Abu Uthman. خالتكن يا بناتي. Okay, what's the verb again? Use the hub to, but what should it be? Okay, first of all, if it's ya banati, we know what? It's second person. Banat is feminine, right? And it's plural. So you gotta use second person, feminine, plural. Okay, second person, plural, feminine. The hub to. The hub T is singular. The hub to. The hub to. Okay? If you are confused, always ask yourself, is it a second person? Am I addressing somebody directly? Or am I talking about myself, first person? Or are we talking about somebody else? Is it plural? Is it singular? Is it masculine? Is it feminine? You got to ask those questions, then you could be sure. If you get stuck, sometimes it will come quickly, you just know which one it is. And sometimes you might get confused. So these are the questions you got to ask yourself. Is it first person, second person, or third person? Is it singular? Is it plural? Is it masculine? Is it feminine? That's what you got to ask yourself. Three matters. Huh? Is it first person, second person, or third person? Is it singular or plural? Is it masculine or feminine? Three issues. That's what you gotta ask yourself whenever you get stuck. So this one should be what? أَذَهَبْتُنَّ لِزِيَارَةِ خَالَتِكُنَّ يَا بَنَاتِ. What does it mean? Did you go to visit? Your aunt? Your mother's sister? Your maternal aunt? Oh, my daughters. Naam. Okay, number eight. Naam, question. Khalati kunna. Tayyib. Tayyib. Okay, grammatically, right? Adhahabtunna li ziyarati khalati kunna. Why is it khalati kunna? Why is it khalati? Why is it taking kasra? Khalati. Somebody help us. It's not for sounding. It's mudaf mudaf ilay. Ziyaratu khalati. The visit of aunt. This mudaf, ziyara is mudaf, and khalati is mudaf ilayhi. Visiting of the aunt. Huh? No, it's not taking the action. Mudaf ilay means they're in idafa construction. The mudaf and mudaf ilay. The visit of the aunt. The visit of the aunt. For visiting of the aunt. For the purpose of visiting of the aunt. Okay? So, ziyarati is majroor because of harf jar li. And khalati is majroor because it's mudafun ilay. Naam. Number eight. Number eight, ya Abdul Haq. Dhahaba akhi ila al-matari. Dhahaba akhi. Okay, why did he use dhahaba? Which form of the verb is dhahaba? Third person? Singular, masculine. Or masculine, singular. Third person, singular, masculine. Okay? Why do we know it's third person, singular, masculine? Because he's talking about akhi. Dhahaba akhi. Talking about somebody else. Talking about masculine. And he's talking about an individual, singular person. Dhahaba akhi. Number nine. Naam, Abu Uthman.
What
does it mean? Huh? Oh yeah, what does it mean?
Yeah,
What's the whole sentence mean?
My brother went to the airport.
My brother went to the airport. Al-Matar. Al-Matar. Number 9. Abu Uthman. كليتي نعم أخواتي ذهبتن Are you talking to them or are you talking about them?
We're talking about them.
About them, that's third person. So it's third person and it's plural, right? And it's feminine. ذهبنا أخواتي ذهبنا With short vowel, ذهبنا إلى الكليتي What does it mean?
My sisters went to the college.
نعم. Number 10. نعم. موسى. What's the vowel on Aisha? Aisha too. Naam. Read it again.
Adhahabti ila al-madrasati ya Aisha too.
Adhahabti ila al-madrasati ya Aisha too. What does it mean?
Did you go to school?
Oh, Aisha. Oh, Aisha. Okay. Adhahabti. Why he said Adhahabti? Because he's talking directly to somebody. Yeah, whenever you see yeah, you know it's got to be second person. Who is he talking to? Aisha. That means it's feminine and it's singular. So you got to use third person. Second person, feminine, singular. Second person, feminine, singular. Anti dhahabti. Adhahabti? Ya Aisha tu? Naam. Okay, so this exercise here is to make us to start thinking. Thinking about what? When do we use singular? When do we use plural? When do you use masculine? When do you use feminine? When do you use first person, second person, third person? The most important thing is the first person, second person, third person. Because usually the singular and plural is going to be easy for you to know. And usually the masculine and feminine is going to be easy for you to know. It's going to be easy for you to know, masculine or feminine. But what you get confused about mostly is the first person, second person, third person. So whenever it's the person who's speaking, you know that's first person. Whenever they speak, whenever you see yeah, you know that's second person. And otherwise, it's third person, talking about somebody. Either you're the speaker, or you're using ya, talking to somebody. Or it's going to be third person, talking about somebody. So just, once you start thinking, it'll become simple. Once you start thinking, it'll become simple. Most of them will be easy. Most of them will be easy. If you get stuck, this is what you got to ask yourself. Is it first person, second, or third person? Is it singular, or is it plural? Is it masculine, or is it feminine? Naam. Naam, akalu, they ate.
Akalna. All the birds will do the same form.
All the birds will do the same form. Alright, for example, if we have third person, like he's asking now, plural, right? Third person, plural. Go to the second column. Third person, plural. Feminine. Dhahabna. So the fa'il is going to be noon and niswa, na. Alright, so every verb, you're just going to put sukoon on the last letter and add na. So akala, akal, na. Dhahaba, dhahab, na. Kharaja, kharaj, na. Okay? Wada'a, wada'a, na. That's it. Alright, when you practice, it'll become simple. In the beginning, of course, there's a lot of different forms, but once you start thinking it through, you know if you're using first person, second person, third person, you know is it singular or plural, you know is it masculine or feminine. Alright? Okay, so that's the first exercise, alhamdulillah, we did well. Second exercise, akmil al-jumla al-atiya. Second exercise, complete the following sentences. Bi wada'i, by putting what? Fi'l maadin munasibin. Okay, this time they want you to put what? An appropriate past tense verb. Okay, the last time they said put the verb ذهبَ. So all answers are going to have ذهبَ, but different forms of ذهبَ, right? Here, We got a little extra work. We're not going to use ذَهَبَ only. We're going to use different forms of the verb, and we're going to use different verbs. So you got to put an appropriate verb, and you got to put the correct form of it. So now it's twice as much work. The last time it was easy. Everything is ذَهَبَ. But now you got to figure out which verb to put there that fits, that makes sense. And you got to figure out what form to put. What form of the verb. Okay, so you got two things to do here. فِي كُلٍ مِنَ الْأَمَاكِنِ الْخَالِيَةِ In each of the empty spaces. فِي كُلٍ مِنَ الْأَمَاكِنِ الْخَالِيَةِ Alright, so that means what? In each of الأماكن means مكان. أماكن, places, spaces. But here, it means مكان خالي, an empty space or empty place. Okay, in the previous exercise it said in the faraag. Faraag means an empty space. And here they use a different expression that means the same thing. الأماكن الخالية. الأماكن الخالية means empty places. Okay, sometimes they use different words that means the same thing, so you begin to what? Learn more ways to express different things. Okay, it's not only one way to say it. Sometimes it's more than one way to say something, right?
Home.
Home, for example, home could be what? Beit? Could be? What about dar? Dar? What about menzil? Could be menzil, right? So there's different ways of saying beit. Ana azhab ila al-menzil. Ana azhab ila al-beit. Ana azhab ila al-dar. All these different words, but they, the meanings, sometimes each meaning may have a special slight connotation though. Because menzil is from nazala, it means the place where you descend. Okay? Menzil, place where you descend. So usually a person, a menzil is a place where you're going to spend the night. You're spending the night there. Nazala fi makan kada wa kada. I stopped over at that, spend the night there. Okay? So it has a special connotation, but it means house. Okay? Dar means house too. But dar is from dar yaduru, means something circular. So a circular house is called a dar. But not now, dar means house. But that's what it comes from, the origin of it. Okay? And bait is from what? From, I forgot what bait is from. Anyway, it has also a root meaning that it came from. Okay? So each one of these words, although they all can mean home or house, but each one has a special meaning. I mean, it has some connotation that might be slightly different from another one. Naam. Alright, so this exercise, the difference in this exercise than the previous one is what? That in the previous exercise, you had to figure out the form of the verb, but you're going to use the same verb in every answer. In this one, you have to figure out which verb to put in, and then which form of that verb to use. So complete the following sentence by putting an appropriate past tense verb in each of the empty spaces, places. Okay, first one, go ahead. يا محمد محمد يا محمد دو with a single vowel, no tanween after يا النداء. Okay, so he said أسمعت الأذان يا محمد. Why did he say سمعت? Because he's talking directly, يا محمد, he's talking directly to somebody, singular and masculine, right? So you need the second person, singular, masculine form of the verb, which is what? أنت ذهبت. أسمعت الأذان يا محمد. Okay, second one. نعم موسى.
نحن لعبنا كرة صلة اليوم.
What's the vowel on صلة?
صلتي.
Why should it be صلتي يا عبد الحليم؟ مضاف إليه. نعم كرة صلتي. اليوم نحن لعبنا. Why we say لعبنا? Because نحن is first person plural. نحن لعبنا كرة السلة اليوم. نعم عبد الكريم number 3. Oh, translation. What does it mean?
We played football.
Salla. Kurat okay. Al-Qadam is football. Qadam. Kurat Al-Salla is a net. Basketball. We played basketball today. And the first one was what? What's the meaning of the first sentence we did? Did you hear the adhan? Yeah, O Muhammad? No. Okay, number three. Abdul Karim.
Aghasalti?
Yeah.
Kumsani. Kumsani wal manadi. Manadi ya ummi.
Manadili.
Ya
ummi. Naam. Aghasalti kumsani wa manadili ya ummi. What does it mean? Did you wash my shirts and my handkerchiefs, O my mother? Aghasalti. Why do we say aghasalti? Because we're talking directly, ya ummi. It's feminine and singular. So we need a what? We need a second person, singular, feminine form. Right? Anti, ghasalti. Number four. Naam, Abu Bakr. He said, Kataba al mudarrisu ad darsa ala sabburati. Taib, al mudarrisu. Why is it al mudarrisu?
Because it's
the fa'il. And the fa'il is what? Majroor? Okay, it's dhamma. So what does that mean? That it's mansoob? Huh? Mansoob with dhamma? Marfoon. The fa'il is marfoon. And the sign is marfoon is dhamma. Al-mudarrisu. Al-darsa. Why is it with fatta? Mafoolun bi. Mafoolun bi is mansoob. The sign that is mansoob is fatta. Al-saburati. Why is it kasra? Huh? Ala. It's kasra because of ala. What is ala? Harf jar. Al-sabura is majroor. Sign is majroor is kasra. Fayyid. Jayid. Okay, number five. Next page. Naam. Go ahead, Musa. You just took that one, Ya Abu Bakr. Give Musa a chance.
Ana matahtu babu fasli wa hamidun wa hishamun wa bilalun fatahna.
طيب. What's the problem with what he said? وحامد وهشام وبلال فتحنا. Is he talking about himself or is he talking about somebody else? Talking about somebody else, right? That's third person. Third person plural, masculine or feminine? Masculine. So what should it be? وحامد وهشام وبلال فتحوا النوافذ. طيب, the first part, أنا, he said what? What's the first verb? أنا فتحت باب الفصل. نعم. Okay, so it should be بابا, right? وفتة, why فتة? مفعول به. Sign that is منصوب is فتة. أنا فتحت باب الفصل. Why is al-fasli kasra? Mudafun ilay. Bab is mudafun. Al-fasli mudafun ilay. Muhammadun wa hishamun wa bilalun fatahu al-nawafidha. Type number six. Abdul Haq. Afahimtuna? Okay, afahimtuna. Do you want to use the first person, second person, or third person?
No, it's the third person.
Third person.
No, the
It says, Ya Banat, right? So you want to use the second person?
Plural.
Plural, masculine or feminine? Good. Okay, now what should the second person? Feminine, plural.
Yes.
Now, and you want to use the verb Fahima, right? Tunna. وشد on the noon. أفهم تنا. يا بنات. طيب أفهم تنا الدرس الجديد جيدا يا بنات. نعم يا. Yeah, can you use the word read? You can use the verb read.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, what would you be? What would the verb form if you said read?
I said akaratunna.
Okay, you said akaratunna. What other verb could you put in there? Kataba. Okay, so what would it be? Akatabtunna. الدرس الجديد جيدا يا بنات. Okay, number seven. Number seven. نعم, go ahead, Abu Bakr. زميلاتي. Look, زميلة is the singular, feminine, right? زميلة, زميلات. Sound feminine plural, زميلات.
زميلاتي.
He said, Karajtunna. Is this the second person form of the verb that we want?
Karajtunna.
You want a third person form, right? Because you're talking about them. She's saying, my classmates, they did something. They. That means you want third person feminine plural. So if you want to use Kharaja, you want to say what? Third person feminine plural. Third person. Kharajna. With a short vowel. Kharajna. Okay, so it would be what? زميلاتي خرجنا من الفصل بعد الدرس. What does it mean? Okay, my classmates went out of the classroom after the lesson. Okay, number eight. Number eight, Musa. أحفظتم القرآن؟ He said أحفظتم القرآن؟
بعد صلاة الفجر؟ يا أبنائي.
What's the verb form did you use?
حفظتم.
Okay, so why did he say حفظتم? Because it's at the end of the sentence, it says يا أبنائي. That means you need a second person. أبناء is masculine. And it's plural, so you need a second person. Plural, alaykum salam. Plural, masculine, right? So he said, حفظتم. And then he connected it because of alif lam. أحفظتم القرآن بعد صلاة الفجر يا أبنائي. What did you use? What verb? Okay, أقرأتم القرآن بعد صلاة الفجر يا أبنائي. طيب جيد. Number nine. Oh, what does it mean?
Did you read the Quran or did you memorize Quran
after صلاة الفجر? After the dawn prayer, oh my sons. نعم. طيب. Number nine. Abdul Haq. طيب he said أخي حافظ سورة الرحمن. حافظ سورة الرحمن. أخي حافظ. نعم. حافظ is what form of the verb? Third person, singular, masculine. Anybody have a different word they put in there instead of حافظ? طيب. Number 10. Number 10. Naam. Go ahead, Abu Bakr. ولكن
ما وجدتها.
That's the end of the word. لكن بس لكن not لكني.
ولكني.
نعم. أنا he said بحثت عن قلمي ولكني ما وجدته. What does it mean? I searched for my pen, but I did not find it. Ana bahathtu. Bahathtu an. Whenever you use the verb bahatha, you gotta use with it an. Bahathtu an. I searched for. Naam, number 11. Huh? Oh, use bahath. Oh, okay, but it should be two. Ana bahath two. Naam, number 11. Okay, you try it. Go ahead.
Man daraba hadhihi al-hayya.
Man daraba hadhihi al-hayya. What's the vowel on the end of it? Hayya. Hayya tu. Hayyata, hayyati, ta? Why is it hayyata? Huh? Maf? It's badal. Remember, whenever you have an ism ishara, followed by a noun with alif lam, that's badal. So actually, qatala is the verb, hadhihi is the maf'ulun bi, and al-hayya is the badal. Badal for hadhi. So badal has to take the same ruling as the thing is taking the place of. So it has to be mansub with fatha. Man qatala. And he said man daraba. But it could be man qatala, man daraba. Okay, as long as it's same form of the verb. Number 12. Naam, Abdul Halim. Asharibti al kahwata. Ya Maryamu, what does it mean? Did you drink the coffee or Maryam? Okay, so he said, Asharibti. Asharibti is what form of the verb? Second person, feminine, singular. Anti Sharibti. Number 13. Naam, Abdul Kareem.
I want to go up, right?
Yeah, you got two answers to give up.
Jumala'i.
Uh-huh. Zumalai.
Akulu.
Akalu.
Akalul. Mauza.
Al Mauza. Uh-huh. Wa ana.
Akatu. Akaltu.
Akaltu.
Akaltu. Akaltu. Inaba.
Al Inaba. Naam. Zumalai. Akalu. Akalu is what form of the verb? Third person, masculine, plural. Zumala'i. That's talking about somebody else. It's plural and it's masculine. Akalu al-mawza wa ana. First person, singular, right? Wa ana akaltu. Ana akaltu al-inaba. Type number 14. Number 14. Now, go ahead, Musa.
Baituha
bil asr. So read it one more time.
Zahabti Fatimatu.
Zahabti, you said? What did you say the first time?
First one.
Daraba. Daraba. Should be daraba. I mean, it could be something else, but that's the most likely thing, that it would be daraba. So what form of the verb should we be using here? First person form, second person, or third person? Talking about somebody, it has to be third person. It's going to be masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Feminine. It's going to be singular or plural? singular. Okay, so we're talking about third person, singular, feminine. Third person, singular, feminine. So what would be the form of the verb of daraba for third person, feminine, singular? It would be darabti. Darabti is second person or third person? Darabti is second person. We want third person. Darabat. 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 Akala akalat. Kharaja kharajat. Alright, so it should be darabat. Fatimatu bintaha. Bintaha bil asa. Why is it bintaha? Okay, ha, because it's her daughter, but why is it binta, with fatta, binta? Mafulun bi. The object of the verb, binta. Who was hit? Bint. Bintaha, bil asa. Tayyib, bil asa. What is the i'rab of asa? Is it marfoon or mansubun? Asa, with fatta. Okay, it's a noun, it's a noun, it's a maksur, it's a noun that ends with fatta alif. Okay, but is it marfoon or is it mansubun in this particular case? In this sentence? It's majroor. He said it's majroor. What do you say?
Well, I say it's in the place, it should be in the place of which it's
okay, it's majroor. It is majroor, naam. It's majroor because of what? It's majroor because of the harf jar, B. It is majroor. Absolutely. But you can't see the sign of it being majroor. But it is majroor. We don't say that this is in the place where it should be. This is majroor. But these words, because they don't change, because it has fatta alif ending. So for that reason, we don't see the dhamma. But actually it is majroor. It's just that you don't see it. It's just like fi amrika. Fi amrika, it's majroor. But we don't see the kasra because amrika and these such words end with fatah alif, they remain like that. Tayyib. Okay, so this is 14. Okay, exercise number 3 is really for reflection. Ta'ammal ma yali. Okay, what do we want to reflect upon? We'll look at these verb forms. Okay, dhahaba, dhahabu, dhahabat. What we want to look at, right? Most importantly, we want to look at the fa'il. What's the fa'il in this verb, in these verb forms, okay? So in the first one we have dhahaba, right? Dhahaba is the fa'il. Dhahaba is the fa'il. Plus, dhamirun mustatirun is the fa'il. What dhamirun mustatirun is the fa'il? It means that it's a hidden pronoun is the fa'il, right? So we don't see a fa'il here. It's a hidden pronoun. But what should that fa'il be here? Huwa. Huwa. Huwa dhahaba. Okay, dhahabu. Dhahaba is the fa'il. Plus wow is the fa'il. Wow is the fa'il in this particular verb. Dhahabu. Wow is the fa'il, which represents what? Hum. Which represents hum. Wow is the fa'il in this particular verb form. Okay, then you have dhahabat. Dhahaba is the fa'il. Plus ta is the what? Alamat al-ta'nif. What does that mean, alamat al-ta'nif? Sign of femininity. The ta here is not the fa'il, but it's the sign that indicates that this verb is feminine. That it's a feminine form of the verb. The fa'il is what? Dhamirun mustatirun. The fa'il is what? Dhamirun mustatirun. And what should it be, this dhamir mustatirun here? Is here, is here. Here, dhahabat. Here, dhahabat. Okay, then, now notice that these, all of these forms, what do they have in common? Dhahaba, dhahabu, and dhahabat. What do they have in common? Huh? Dhahaba, and dhahabu, and dhahabat are all, what? Third person. They're all third person. They're all third person. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Tayyib. Okay, let's go on. Dhahabna. Dhahabna. Dhahaba is the fa'il plus noon is the fa'il. This noon is called noon in niswa. The noon here is the fa'il. Okay, this noon here represents what? Person.
The noon?
Yeah. It indicates third person, feminine, plural. Which, what's the pronoun? If it was a separate pronoun, which would be what pronoun? Tunna. Third person. Hunna. Hunna. Masculine third person plural is hum, right? Feminine third person plural is hunna. Hunna zahabna. Noon here is the fa'il. Okay, then you have zahabta. Zahaba is the fa'il. Ta is the fa'il. In zahabta, anta zahabta, ta is the fa'il. Okay, zahabta. Zahabtum. Zahabtum, zahabta, zahabtum. Both of them are what? Second person, masculine, but one is singular and one is plural, right? Zahabta is singular, zahabtum is plural. Okay, notice in zahabtum, zahaba is the fa'il, and ta is what? The fa'il. Ta is the fa'il, just like in the previous one. Zahabta, ta is the fa'il. But here, you have zahabtum. So here, we have something else. We have a meme, and that meme is what? Alamatul jam. Alamatul jam. What do we mean by alamatul jam? Sign of plural, plurality. The sign that what? This verb form is a plural form. Okay, so here, zahabtum, zahaba is the fa'il, tu is the fa'il, and mim is the sign of plurality. Then you have zahabti, zahaba is the fa'il, and ti is the fa'il. Ti represents what? Anti. Yani anti, singular, feminine, which person? First, second, or third? Zahabti, second person, addressing somebody directly. Second person, feminine, singular, Zahabti, anti, Zahabti, T is the fa'il. Okay, next page, 58. Last three forms of the verb. Zahabtunna, Zahabtunna. Zahaba is the fa'il, plus tu is the fa'il. Huh? Tu is the fa'il. And noon here is what? Alamatul jam. What do we mean by alamatul jam? The sign or indication of plurality. Now, in one verb form, we have mim as the sign of plurality. And in this verb form, we have noon as the sign of plurality. What's the difference between that mim and that noon? Both of them are sign of plurality.
One is for feminine.
One is for feminine, one is for masculine. Which one is for feminine? The noon, this time this noon is for feminine, and the meme is for masculine plurality. Zahabtu, zahaba is the fa'il, plus tu is the fa'il. This tu represents what? First person? Singular. First person singular, masculine or feminine? Somebody said masculine, somebody said feminine. Somebody said both. No, okay, both. Both. Zahabtu, masculine and feminine.
Now,
Zahabtunna, as an independent munfasil pronoun, we will say what? Antunna. Zahabtum, antum. Zahabtunna, antunna.
I think also,
okay, Zahabna.
Oh, yeah, antum. Antum.
Antum. Zahabtum.
That's one you wouldn't
say. Okay.
Yeah.
So, zahabtum, the pronoun, if it's separate pronoun, should be antum. Zahabtum. Okay, the last one, zahabna, zahaba is the fa'il, plus na is the fa'il. Na is the fa'il for what? Representing? Nahnu. Nahnu. Okay, let's go back again. Let's go back to the beginning of this exercise number 3. I'm going to read the verb form. I want you to give me the separate pronoun, independent pronoun that goes with it. I want you to give me the pronoun. If I say the habtu, you're going to say what? Anna. Anna. I want to hear what pronoun goes with it. Anna. Okay? So here. First one, zahaba. Huwa. Huwa zahaba. Zahabu. Hum zahabu. Zahabat. Hiya. ذهبت ذهبنا هن ذهبنا ذهبت
أنت ذهبت. أنت singular ذهبت. ذهبتم. أنتم ذهبتم. Second person masculine plural. ذهبتي. أنت ذهبتي. Second person feminine singular. Next page. ذهبتن. أنتن. ذهبتن. Second person feminine plural. ذهبت. أنا ذهبت. First person singular. ذهبنا. نحن ذهبنا. First person plural. جيد. Alright. This is what you should be thinking when you're reading. Think about the pronoun. Go with it. Helps you to know the meaning of what you're saying. When you say هم ذهبوا, أنا ذهبت, نحن ذهبنا, this helps you. أنتم ذهبتم, أنتن ذهبتن, it helps you. It helps if you try to associate the pronouns with the separate pronouns with the attached pronouns that are attached to the verb. Okay, exercise number 4 we have to do, and the last two exercises is just for us to study. But exercise number 4, وعليكم السلام. أين الفاعل فيما يلي. What does أين mean? أين. That's a verb, command verb from فعل أمر. أين. أين يعين means to identify, to specify. To specify or to identify the فاعل. Specify the فاعل. In what follows? Fima yali. Yali. Fima yali. In what follows? Okay? I'll read the verb and I want you to tell me what is the fa'il in this verb. Okay? Kharajtu. Tu represents what? Give me the separate pronoun. Ana. Tu is the fa'il representing ana. Meaning what? Kharajtu. Ana. Kharajtu means I went out. Okay, jalasna. Na. The fa'il is na, representing? Nahnu. Mean jalasna, we sat. Sami'ti. Ti. The fa'il is ti. Represented by what? Anti, in a separate pronoun. Sami'ti. Anti, sami'ti. Mean what? She سمعت. أنت سمعت means she heard is سمعت. سمعت. أنت سمعت. You feminine singular. You feminine singular. he said, what did you say? What did I say? What did you say? Anti Samiati. Anti, you're talking directly to her. Anti Samiati. You heard. Type. Sharibtunna. Two. The file is two. And the noon here is what? Sign of plurality. Feminine sign of plurality. Sharibtunna. The pronoun that would represent this as an independent pronoun would be what? Antunna. So what does it mean? Antunna Sharibtunna? You all, females, drank the milk, al-halib, or the asir, or the PepsiCo. No, I didn't drink PepsiCo. طيب دخلوا. What's the fa'il? The wow. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Wow. The wow al-jama'ah. Jama'ah. دخلوا. What's the pronoun, separate pronoun that would be associated with it? هم دخلوا. هم دخلوا. نعم. هم دخلوا means what? They entered. حفظنا. نعم. حفظنا. The نا is the فاعل representing what? نون النسوة feminine plural. Feminine plural meaning هن حفظنا. هن, they memorized. طيب أكلتم. What's the file? Two. And what's the meme? Sign of plurality. Alamatul Jam. Alamatul Jam. Akaltum. What's the pronoun? Antum akaltum. Naam. Fataha. What's the fa'il? Ta. Fataha. What ta?
No.
Fa. Ta. Ha.
You cannot see it.
Just a ha?
No. Yeah, it's a hiding.
It's a hiding. Hiding Bamir. Bamir Mustatir. And it's represented by what? Huwa. Huwa. Okay? Represented by Huwa. Third person masculine singular. Huwa. Fataha. Huwa Fataha. Meaning he opened. Fahimtun. What's the file?
Two.
And what's the noon? Alamatul Jam, the sign of feminine plurality. Fahimtunna. What's the pronoun? Antunna. Fahimtunna. What does it mean? You all, females, memorized?
Understood.
Naam. Katabta. What's the file?
Ta.
Ta. What's the pronoun? Anta katabta. What does it mean? You, masculine, singular, wrote. Ghasalat. What's the fa'il? Ta, right?
No.
No? What is it? Hidden. Bamir mustatir. Represented by what?
Hiya.
Hiya ghasalat. Hiya ghasalat. Means what?
She
washed. La'ibu. What's the fa'il?
Wow
al jama'ah. Wow. La'ibu. What's the pronoun? Hum la'ibu. Hum la'ibu. What does it mean?
They played.
They played. La'ibu. Hum la'ibu. Wow, jama'ah. Dakhala. What's the file? Damir mustatir. Damir mustatir. Down, down, back, right? Damir mustatir. The hiding. Damir, hiding pronoun, represented by what?
Huwa
dakhala, meaning?
He
entered. Darabat, what's the fa'il? Damir mustatir. Hidden pronoun represented by what? Hiya darabat, means what? She hit. Tayyib, jayyid, that's good, that's good. If you do this exercise again and just go through it yourself quickly, see if you can say, read with it the pronoun. Like the first one, right? You, if, instead of just reading kharajtu, read the pronoun with it. Okay? Let's do it. Read the pronoun with it. You take the first one. Who wants the first one? I want you to read the pronoun. Read the verb, but put a pronoun in front of it. Okay, Abu Uthman. We're going to do this exercise number four again. We're going to read the verb. But we're going to read a pronoun before the verb. What pronoun goes with that verb? Naam. He said, Ana kharajtu. Naam, who was the next one? Now, Abdul Haq. Nahnu jalasna. Naam, Musa.
Anti
sami'ati. Anti sami'ati. Naam. Okay, Abu Bakr. Antunna sharibtunna. Naam, who was the next one? Naam, Musa. No, who didn't do one yet? Naam, Abdul Kareem.
Hum
dakhalu. Next one. Naam, Abu Uthman.
Hunna
hafidhna. Next one. Naam, Musa. Okay, Salahuddin just came in. Come on. Antum akaltum. Naam. Next one. Talib. Okay, he said. Antunna fahimtunna. I know. He said, Antunna fahimtunna. Somebody do the one before that. Huwa fatahu. Okay, the one after that. I'm sorry, fatah. Huwa fataha. Naam, you skip one. Naam, no problem. Huwa fataha. Taib? Anta katabta. Next one.
Anta katabta.
Okay, anta katabta. Next one after that.
Hiya.
هي غسلت. Next one. Go ahead. هم لعيبوا. Right? Now, no long vowel on the second syllable. Huh? هم لعبوا. لعبوا. Next one. نعم. هو دخل. Last one. هي ضربت. ضربت. Okay. Exercise number 5. من الضمائر المتصل المتصلة. من الضمائر المتصلة. What do we mean? الضمائر المتصلة. Not مستطر. متصلة. Attached. Attached. Attached pronouns. Okay. From the attached pronouns. Okay. Look. We have 4 lines here, right? One line, the attached pronoun in each one of these verbs is ta. Is the letter ta. As in what? كما في ذهبت. ذهبتي, ذهبتو, ذهبتم, ذهبتن. The harf ta is the fa'il, is the attached pronoun, and it's the fa'il in each of these verbs forms. ذهبتَ, ذهبتي, ذهبتو, ذهبتم with the meme, which is a sign of plurality, and ذهبتن, noon, is a sign of plurality. So what we notice from this is that most of the attached pronouns in the past tense verb form is ta. In the majority of them, right? يرحمك الله. Out of 10, 7 of them, the attached pronoun is going to be ta. I mean, no, not 7, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, 5. And then there are 3 more attached pronouns, which are the waw, as in ذهبوا, the noon, as in ذهبنا, right? And na, as in ذهبنا. So really the attached pronouns, we have 3 pronouns that we gotta memorize. Waw al-jama'ah, like in ذهبوا, noon al-niswa, like in ذهبنا, and na, the plural first person, as in ذهبنا. Those are 3. The rest of them are gonna all be ta, unless it's what? A dhamir mustatir. But if it's not dhamir mustatir, it's either one of these 3 or it's gonna be ta. So anytime you're looking for the attached pronoun, that's the fa'il in the past tense verb, 9 times out of 10 it's going to be ta. Unless it's one of these 3. The waw al-jama'ah in ذهبوا, or the noon in niswa in ذهبنا, or na, the first person plural, like in ذهبنا. Okay, so you're going to look for one of 3 things. You're going to look for dhamir mustatir, right? The dhamir mustatir, that's in hiya ذهبت, or huwa ذهب, you're going to look for dhamir mustatir, or you're going to look for one of these 3 things, waw, noon, or na. If it's not one of them, then it rests khalas. Everything else is ta. Okay? So you just gotta focus on these 3. Waw, ذهبوا, noon, ذهبنا, and na in ذهبنا. You gotta look for those 3. If it's not one of those 3, and it's not ذمير مستطير, it's always gonna be ta. So just try to look at it like that. Now you're looking for ذمير مستطير, which is always gonna be هو and هي, right? ذهب and ذهبت. That's one thing, ذمير مستطير. The other one is going to be one of these 3. ذهبوا, ذهبنا, or ذهبنا. And anything other than that is going to all be ta. So try to focus on ta. A lot of times it's going to be ta. Okay? And ذمير مستطير is easy. It's always going to be the third person singular. Masculine or feminine. It's always going to be third person singular. ذهبا or ذهبت. خرج خرجت أكل أكلت. It's always going to be third person singular. That's going to be a ضمير مستطير. It's never going to be anything else except third person singular. All right. So that, put that on the side. ضمير مستطير. Then you have these 3. ذهبوا, ذهبنا, and ذهبنا. Okay. If it's not that, then خلاص. Everything else is ta. Okay, so the last thing that they want us to look at is the ضمير مستطير. We already talked about it, okay? Number 6 is تعمل ما يلي. What do they want you to look at? أين ذهبوا, أين حامدون, خرج. Okay, خرج, this verb form, we're not going to see the pronoun, attached pronoun here. Why? Because it's going to be خرج as the fa'il, and الفاعل is ضمير مستطير. And the same thing in the next one, Aina Aminatu Kharajat. She went out. Kharaja is the fail, and Taz Alamat Ta'anith, the sign that is feminine. And the fa'il is what? Dhamir Mustatir. So really, if you look at 5 and 6 together, it tells you all of the pronouns that you're going to see in the verb form. They're going to be either these attached pronouns in exercise number 5, or they're going to be the Dhamir Mustatir in exercise number 6. Okay, so if they're attached pronouns, it's only going to be one of two things. It's either going to be the ta, or it's going to be these three things. Dhahabu, Dhahabna, and Dhahabna. So study this. That's why I said for homework, look at exercise number 3 and 5 and 6. Because 3, 5, and 6 explain this chart and tells you everything about the pronouns, attached pronouns, hidden pronouns. It tells you everything about it. And these 3 points, 3, 5, and 6. As far as 1, 2, and 4, those are exercises that will help you to practice using the past tense verb forms. Now, this right here, the past tense verb forms, is the foundation. That's why even though we started in lesson number 4 with this, we're coming back to it now in lesson number 8. This is a review lesson, that's all it is. But we're doing it as though this is something new. But this is not something new, this is a review. We started with this in lesson 4, verb forms. We have verb forms in book 1. But this right here, we had in lesson 4. Alright? So, what I'm saying to you is that this is a foundation element of the Arabic language. Past tense verbs. You have to master them. Before we go on to the Mudhari, you have to master this. You know, I urge you, I plead with you, I advise you, I encourage you, I command you? Can I command you? If I could command you, I would command you. Okay, I use every other word. Encouragement, I don't know, advice, whatever, okay? Yeah, in order to command you, I have to have a bigger stick than that. That one will break. It's too thin. Alright? So, this right here is very important. We have to master this, because we're going to go into the Mubari verbs, and we don't want to get confused between the Madi and the Mubari. We don't want to get confused between them. Alright? So, you have to master it. You have to review it. Look at that chart. Look at the different charts. Look at the explanations of it. Just practice. Drill yourself with it. Take another verb and do the same thing. Take a third verb, take a fourth one, take a fifth one. Play with it. Just check yourself. Hum kharaju. Antum kharajtum. Take another verb. Akala. Hum akalu. Antum akaltum. Just practice with it until it starts sticking to you. The ones that you find difficult with, those are the ones you need to drill yourself on. Okay, if you find difficulty, for example, with antunna katabtunna. If you find difficulty with that, then just take 10 different verbs and practice all those verbs with that form of the verb. You know, just use. Right? Antunna, dakhaltunna, kharajtunna, jalastunna, darabtunna, qara'tunna, hafidhtunna, fahimtunna. Just keep going. Huh? And that way also you're reviewing your verbs, and you're also reviewing the verb form with the ones that you get stuck on. Some of them are easy. We know them just easily. And some of them we get stuck on. So the ones you get stuck on, practice with that. Okay, is there any question about this before we go on to the next lesson? These are all with trilateral. Yeah, of course. And these are only first form verbs. These are only first form verbs. Forget about anything else. These are first form verbs. Second form verbs, you have the second letter doubled. Fa'ala. Huh? That's a different matter altogether. Okay? Third form of the verb, you have alif. Fa'ala. Fourth form of the verb, you have hamza. Af'ala. And so on. Well, we're not talking about all that now. That's in book 3, inshallah. For now, we just stick with this. This is sufficient for us. Alright? Alright, okay, let's go from here to the next lesson. Okay? Alright, lesson number 9. Lesson number 9. Somebody already went on to lesson number 9, right? Who already went on to lesson number 9? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. A lot of people. That's good news. I like to hear that. That brings a smile to my face. You know, somebody's going on to lesson number 9. Even though we didn't even suggest it. Okay. Lesson number 9, mashallah, has some good, you know, points here that we want to look at. Today, what we want to do today is just look at the key. Just look at the key. And just try to see, is there anything in the key that we have a problem with. For homework, inshallah, write out the exercises we did in class today from lesson number 8. And reread the key that we're going to read right now for homework. Read it carefully, especially highlighting certain points that you might find some difficulty with. And then, of course, you always, read the dialogue for lesson number 9 also and the vocabulary. And inshallah, as far as the exercises, I guess we can do that. We can start doing them in class next week. But if you do the exercises, that's even better. But especially read the key, reread the key, and read the dialogue and start memorizing vocabulary. Okay, lesson number 9, the key says, in this lesson we learn the following. Number 1, the accusative ending of the sound feminine plural. What is the accusative ending of a noun, generally speaking? What vowel does a verb take when it's accused in the accusative form? What do we mean by accusative in Arabic? What's the word? Mansoob. Accusative means mansoob, okay? So when a word is mansoob, it takes what ending? Fatha. Okay, we say that this is the maf'ulun bi, for example. Maf'ulun bi is mansoob. The sign of mansoob is fatha, right? Or we could say it's the ism inna, right? Ism inna is mansoob. Sign of mansoob is fatha, right? Now we're going to say that the primary sign for a word that's mansoob is fatha. But there are some secondary signs. There are secondary signs. Okay? For example, the sound feminine plural. When it's mansoob, it doesn't take fatha. The sign that it's mansoob is not fatha. The sign that's mansoob is kasra. Sound feminine plural words. Sound feminine plurals. What do we mean by sound feminine plural? We mean the feminine plural, right? Feminine plural that you add alif, ta to it. Okay? You add alif, ta to it. Okay? When you add alif, ta to a feminine word to make it plural, that's called a sound feminine plural. Meaning, the word remains intact. You don't break the word up. But actually, you take the word exactly where it is and just add something to the end of it. That's a sound feminine plural. Sound masculine plural, you take the word intact just like it is and just add something to the end of it without breaking the word up in any kind of way. Take the word exactly the way it is and add an ending to it. That's a sound plural. Okay, now we're talking about what? Sound feminine plurals.
Right.
A sound feminine plural, if it's mansoob, the sign that it's mansoob is not fatha. That's what we're going to talk about now, okay? He says here, the accusative ending of the sound feminine plural. We have learned earlier that the normal accusative ending, meaning when it's mansoob, the normal ending of a noun is fatha. For example, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ جَدِيدٌ. Al-Bayta is mansoob in this sentence. Why? Because it's ism inna. Because it's the ism of inna. If there was no inna there, we would say al-Baytu jadidun. Right? Al-Baytu in that case would be what? Mubtada'un. And mubtada'un is marfu'un. And the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. But now when you put inna into the sentence, it changed it from dhamma to fatha. Why? Because now after inna is entered upon the sentence, this is no longer the mubtada. Now it's ism inna, right? And ism inna is not marfu'un. It's mansubun. And the sign of a word being mansub, alaykum salam, is fatha. Right? So that's what we learned before. Like for example, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ جَدِيدٌ وَقَرَأَتُ الْكِتَابَ. Why do we say الْكِتَابَ in this sentence, قَرَأَتُ الْكِتَابَ? Huh? Because it's the مَفْعُولٌ بِ. Because it's the مَفْعُولٌ بِ. The مَفْعُولٌ بِ is mansub. And the sign that a word is mansub is fatta. That's what we learned before, right? Now they're saying something different. Now we learn that the accusative ending of a noun in the sound feminine plural form is kasra instead of fatha. For example, ra'aytu al-abana'a wal-banati. Now both al-abna and banati are both maf'ulun bi of the same verb, ra'aytu. So how is it the same verb makes one noun take fatha and another noun take kasra? Both of them are maf'ulun bi. Both of them are the object of the same verb in the same sentence. Both of them are mansub. But one of them is taking fatha and one is taking kasra. The reason why is because Salahuddin, because one of them is a feminine sound plural and the other one is just a regular word. Normal words take fatha when they mansub, but feminine sound plurals do not take fatha when they mansub. So this word happens to be from a special class of words, feminine sound plural. Feminine sound plurals don't act like the rest of the words.
The word has to be plural.
It has to be plural. It has to be feminine. It has to be sound feminine plural. It has to be a sound feminine plural. Okay? That's what we're dealing with now. Sound feminine plural. If it's masculine, don't worry about it. Even if it's plural, it doesn't matter. If it's masculine plural, we don't it doesn't have anything to do with this. Okay, the word car, right? Sayyara is feminine word, right? What's the plural of sayyara? Sayyarat. So what sayyarat, all we did was add alif and open ta. Okay? So that means that's a sound feminine plural. So the same rule like this banat here, same rule goes to sayyarat. Alright?
Okay, so in general, just not to get off the subject.
We're not finished with this yet. So we don't definitely want to get off the subject. We want to finish this one here first. Let's finish this first, and then we can get off the subject, inshallah. Now we learn that the accusative ending of a noun in the sound feminine plural form is kasra instead of fatha. For example, ra'aytu al-abna'a wal-banati. I saw the sons and the daughters. Okay? Ra'a is the verb, the fi'l. The fa'il is what? The fa'il. Two. The fa'il is two, representing ana. Right. Ana ra'aytu. And the abna is maf'ulun bi. The sign, and maf'ulun bi is mansub. The sign that's mansub is fatha. Wal banati is also maf'ulun bi. It's mansub. And the sign that is mansub is kasra. Why? Because it's a sound feminine plural. In this sentence, both al-abna'a and al-banati are objects of the same verb, ra'aytu. And so they are in the accusative case, mansub. The noun al-abna'a has the regular fatta ending, but the noun banat has the kasra ending because it is a sound feminine plural ending. Here are some more examples. Here are some more examples. Yani the ending of the sound feminine plural is what? At. Sayarat. Banat. Okay? Here are some more examples. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. Allah created the heavens and the earth. السَّمَاوَاتِ, is it maf'ulun bi?
Yes.
It's maf'ulun bi. So it's mansub. The sign that it's mansub is what? Fatha, samawati, looks like a kasra to me. It's kasra. Why is it kasra? Sound, feminine, plural. So in this sentence we see what? Khalaqa is the verb. Lafz al-jalala, the word Allah, is the what? Fa'il. And the maf'ulun bi is as-samawat and al-ard. As-samawat is maf'ulun bi, mansub. The sign that's mansub is kasra because it's feminine, sound, plural. Al-ard is maf'ulun bi, second maf'ulun bi. It's mansub. The sign that is mansub is what? Fatha, because that's the normal sign for a word that's mansub. Okay, another example. Qara'atu al-kutuba wa-suhufa wal-majallati. I read the books, the newspapers, and the magazines. Qara'a is the fi'l. What's the fi'l?
Two.
Ana. Ana qara'tu. Al-kutuba, maf'ulun bi. Mansub. sign that it's mansub is what? Fatta. As-suhufa. Mafulun bithani. Huh? Mansub. Sign that it's mansub is what? Fatta. Al-majallat is the plural of what word? Al-majalla. 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 Al-majallat. Fatta alifta. That's the sound, feminine plural ending. Al-majallat. So we know that al-majallat is a what? Feminine sound plural. It's maf'ulun bi. Mansub. The sign that it's mansub is what? Kasra. Why? Sound feminine plural. Another example. Inna al-ikhwata wal-akhawati fil bayti. Verily, indeed, the brothers and the sisters are at home. Inna al-ikhwata wal-akhawati. Okay? Al-ikhwata, what is the i'rab of ikhwata? Ism inna. Ism inna is mansub. Sign that is mansub is what? Fatta. Wal-akhawati is also, is ma'atuf, so it's taking the same ruling as ikhwa. Ism inna, mansub, sign that it's mansub is what? Kasra. Why? Sound, feminine, plural. Al-bayt, what's the i'rab of bayt? No, what is the i'rab of bayt? We say it's what? It's majroor. Okay, because ja wal majroor. Harf ja, ism majroor. It's majroor by what? Because of fi. So the sign that it's majroor is what? Kasra. Right, remember that the accusative, remember, don't forget this, that the accusative and the genitive endings are the same in the sound feminine plural form. If it's majroor and if it's mansub, the ending is going to be the same for sound feminine plurals. When it's majroor, it's going to be kasra. And when it's mansub, it's going to be what? Kasra also. It's the same. If it's mansub or majroor, the sign is going to be the same in this special class of words, sound feminine plurals. Alright? Don't forget that. Inna at-talibati fil-hafilati. Inna at-talibati fil hafilati. Indeed, the female students are in the buses. Here, at-talibati is mansub. Why is it mansub? Ism inna. Because of inna. And al-hafilat is majroor. Why is it majroor? Because of the preposition fi. But both have the kasra ending. Because sound feminine plural, if it's mansub, or if it's majroor, it takes kasra. Okay? So this is something completely new to us. Unless you studied this before. If you didn't study before, this is something completely new. Okay, a word that's mansub, and yet the sign that is mansub is not fatta. It's kasra. Okay, so let this stick in your head. Because now when you start reading, and I start asking the i'rab, when you see kasra, before you could automatically say what? Majroor. But now you gotta think. Okay, don't jump off the bus. Think. Is this a sound feminine plural? If it's not, you're good to go. Just say majroor. Alright? But if it's a sound feminine plural, now you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful, alright? Okay, point number two. We have learned that ra'aytuka means I saw you. And ra'aytuhu means I saw him. Now, we learn the use of the pronoun of the first person, me. Note the following. The first person, me, right? We're talking about ya al-mutakallim. Okay? Ra'aytani. You saw me. Ra'aytani. You saw me. What's in this word that shouldn't be there? Everything should be there. But there's something there that we didn't expect to be there, right? It's noon. The noon. Because you have ra'ayta and you have e. Anna. But in between them you have what? An extra letter. The letter noon. Same thing. Look at the next example in the next page. Khalaqani Allah. Khalaqani Allah. Allah created me. You have khalaqa and you have ya al-mutakallam. Ana, right? But in between them you have this extra noon. And another example. سألني المدرس. سألني المدرس. Okay, you have سأل, which is the verb, and you have يا المتكلم, which is the object of the verb, but in between the verb and the object of the verb is the extra noon. The teacher asks me. Okay? So what is this noon all about? The pronoun of the first person is only the ya al-mutakallam. But a noon is added between the verb and the pronoun ya al-mutakallam, so that the final vowel of the verb may not be affected due to the ya al-mutakallam, e. As we know, you saw in Arabic would be ra'ayta, yani anta ra'ayta, right? For masculine. And ra'ayti, anti ra'ayti for feminine. If we say ra'ayta'i or ra'ayti'i, the Arabic phonetic system requires the omission of the vowel a or e before the pronoun ya al-mutakallam. Okay, the ra'ayta or ra'ayti, that last vowel on the verb ra'ayta and ra'ayti would have to be removed because of the ya al-mutakallam. So the verb in both cases will become ra'ayti. You wouldn't be able to distinguish them between ra'ayti, meaning ra'ayta'i or ra'ayti'i. You won't be able to distinguish between them. So the difference between the masculine and feminine will be lost. This is why an N, the noon, is inserted between the verb and the pronoun E. That's ya al-mutakallam. So it becomes ra'ayta ni. It becomes what? Ra'ayti ni. Wa alaykum salam. This noon is called the noon of protection. Noon al-wiqaya. Noon al-wiqaya. Because it protects the final vowel of the verb from being omitted. It protects it from omission. If not for that noon, al-wiqaya, we would have to get rid of the last vowel of the verb, and therefore we wouldn't be able to distinguish the difference between ra'ayta and ra'ayti, if you get rid of that vowel. If you have ra'ayta, ra'ayti, and take off the vowel in each of them, you just have ra'ayt. You don't know which one is it, masculine or feminine. But you have to leave that vowel on there to distinguish the difference between anta ra'ayta and anti ra'ayti. And the only way to leave that on there is you have to protect that vowel from the ya al-mutakallam e, and that's what this noon is added for. It's a protective noon, the noon of protection. Noon al-wiqaya. Noon al-wiqaya. Okay? So we're going to be seeing this, inshallah, and you just need to understand what it is. Please go back for homework and read this point number 2 carefully. Number 3. How to say in Arabic, how beautiful is this car, or what a beautiful car this is. Yani this is what? At-ta'ajjub. When you're amazed at something. Oh, how beautiful this is. Oh, how wonderful this is. Oh, how easy is this lesson. Okay? It's an expression of amazement. Oh, how easy this lesson is, right? This lesson here, right here, is very easy. The lesson sahaba? You can say that too. Oh, how difficult this lesson is. You can say that too. Alright? Number 3. How to say in Arabic, how beautiful is this car? What a beautiful car this is. This is expressed in Arabic by this kind of expression. Ma ajmala hadihi as-sayyarata. Notice in this sentence you have ma. This is ma ta'ajjub. This is not the ma when you're asking a question. Ma hadha. This is not the ma of negation. Ma indi. Qalamun. This is ma ta'ajjub, the ma of amazement, expression of amazement. Okay? They call it here fi'l at-ta'ajjub, but they're talking about the fi'l part of the verb. But the ma is ma ta'ajjub, right? So in this expression we have ma ajmala. Ajmala is from jameel, but it's on the wazn of what? Af'ala. With a fatta. Ma ajmala. And notice also hadhi sayyara ta has a fatta also. So the noun at the end of it also has to be fatta. Alright? Not because it's badal, no. Here it is badal, yeah, because it's badal. But we're saying in general, if there's no ism ishara there, the noun that comes after has to take fatta. Okay? The noun that comes after in this expression has to take fatta. We're going to see it, inshallah. This is called fi'lu at-ta'ajjub, the verb of amazement, and has the form ma af'alahu. Ma af'ala, and then you have the pronoun or you have a noun. If you have a noun, that noun has to take fatta, as we will see. Ma af'alahu. One can use the pronoun hu or any other pronoun. Ma af'alahu, ma af'alaha, and so on. You can use any other pronoun in the accusative, but it will be in the accusative. That's why if it's not a pronoun, if it's a noun, the noun has to take fatta, because it has to be in the accusative. Or you can replace it by a noun in the accusative case. For example, you can say with a pronoun, ma atyabaka, with a pronoun, right? Ma atyaba. Atyaba is from what? Tayyib. Tayyib. How good you are. Oh, how good you are. Ma afqaraha. From what? Faqir. Afqara. How poor she is. Ha. Using with a pronoun, right? Or, if we want to get rid of the pronoun and use a noun, we would say, ma akthara an-nujuma. You can go right up there. I can just move that chair and you can pray there. Move the chair out your way. Ma akthara an-nujuma. Right? How numerous are the stars are. How numerous the stars are. Notice that the noun here is accusative. Mansub wa fatta. Ma akthara an-nujuma. So you have ma. You have the verb that you're going to use, right? In the form of af'ala. And then you have the noun that's accusative with fatta. Ma akthara an-nujuma. Ma ashala hadha ad-darsa. How easy this lesson is. You have ma, you have the af'ala form, af'ala ashala from sahal, and then you have hadha ad-darsa. Ad-darsa is accusative, why? Because it's better for hadha. Okay, so we're going to look at this also, this fi'l at-ta'ajjub, and you will see it, yani in this lesson, in the dialogue of the lesson, and some exercises for it. Okay, now.
So the ma'ah is ma'ah at-ta'ajjub.
Yeah.
And the
they're calling it here fi'l at-ta'ajjub, this type of expression.
The whole expression.
Yeah, because it's an expression, you know, that together, it comes all together. But the ma'ah by itself, that ma is called ma ta'ajjub, as opposed to the ma that's used for asking a question or for negation.
Okay.
Alright? Ma ashala hadha ad-darsa. Number 4. We have learnt in book 1 that the noun after ya takes only one dhamma. For example, ya hamidu, ya bilalu, ya ustadu, ya waladu. Hamid, right, is a masculine proper noun. Masculine proper nouns take what? Tanween. Unlike feminine proper nouns, they do not take tanween. Masculine proper nouns do, right? Mm-hmm. But if the masculine proper noun is after ya al nida, then it takes dhamma. It's mabniun ala dhamma. It has to take dhamma. Single dhamma. It can't take tanween. Unless it is an idalfa. So that's what we learned in book 1. That it takes dhamma, right? Now if the noun after ya al nida is mudaf, it is mansoob. Now it doesn't take dhamma, right? But it becomes mansub, and therefore if it's mansub, the sign that it's mansub is what? Fatha. Fatha. Okay, for example, ya binta bilalin. Ya binta bilalin. Why is binta taking fatha? Because it's you have ya nida, behind it you have the munada, right? And if the munada normally should take dhamma, but if it's in idhafa, then it has to take fatta. Ya binta bilalin. Likewise, ya ukhta muhammadin. How do we know that it's an idafa? Look at the mudafun ilay. Huh? Muhammadin. Majroor. Why? Mudafun ilay. Ya ibna akhi. Ya ibna akhi. Ya ibna akhi. Ibn here, right? Is the munada. Wa alaykum salam. But it's in idafa, so it's mudafun, and for that reason it has to be what? Mansub. And the sign that's mansub is what? Fatha. Ya Rabb al-Ka'abati. Rabb al-Ka'aba is mudafun ilay, right? So after ya nida, it becomes mansub. Ya Rabb al-Ka'abati. Other examples, ya Abdullahi. Ya Abdullahi. O servant of Allah. Ya Aba Bakrin. Okay, we're going to look at this one. O Abu Bakr. Literally, O father of Bakr. Note that the accusative form of Abu here is Aba. The accusative form of Abu here is what? Aba. Because this is from the Asma al-Khamsa. Asma al-Khamsa, right? If it's marfoon, it takes Dhamma. If it's an Idalfa, it takes Dhamma Wow. If it's Mansub, it takes Fatta. But if it's an Idalfa, it takes what? Fatta. Fatta what? Fatta Aleph. Fatta Aleph. What if it's Majroor? From the Asma al-Khamsa. Abu or Akhu or something like this. If it's Majroor, it has to take Kasra, right? But it's going to take, if it's an Idalfa, it's going to take Kasra. Kasra and what? Yeah. Majroor, we're talking about Asma al-Khamsa. These words like Ab and Akh, right? Or Fem or Zu. When they're an Idalfa, you have to elongate the vowel. If it's Marfoon, it takes Dhamma, right? But if, when it's an Idalfa, it has to take Dhamma Wow. You say Abu Muhammadin, right? Abu. So if it's Majroor, you say what? An Abi Hurairata. Abi. It has to take Ya. Right? Because it's an Idalfa. When it's an Idalfa, it has to take an extra vowel. You have to elongate the vowel. If it's Dhamma, Dhamma Wow. If it's Kasra, Kasra Ya. If it's Fatta, Fatta Aleph. That's why you have Ya Aba Bakrin. Why? Because Abu Bakr, right? Abu Bakr here is from Asma al-Khamsa. Right? But in this case, it's Mansub. Why is it Mansub? Because it's Munada in Idalfa. It's after Ya and Nida, and it's in Idalfa. So that means it has to be Mansub. But if it's from the Asma al-Khamsa, when it's Mansub, it doesn't just take Fatta, it has to take Fatta Aleph. You have to elongate the vowel. And the same way we did with Abu, okay, Akhu, okay, but here, because it's Mansub, it's not going to be Abu, it's going to be what? Aba. It's going to be Aba. So nobody should say to you, Ya Abu Bakr. They shouldn't say Ya Abi Bakr. They shouldn't say Ya Abu Bakr. They should say what? Ya Abu Bakr. Okay, khalas. Today, after today, don't let anybody say that to you. After today, don't let anybody say that to you. Jayed, we got to correct that. Okay?
Abba Muhammad.
Naam. Ya Abba Muhammad. If you're calling somebody, that's why a person whose name is Abdullah, right? If you call him, you don't say Abdullah. Because really, when you're calling somebody, even if you don't say Ya, that's Munada. So really, probably you're supposed to say, not Abdullah, you're supposed to say Abdullah. Abdullah. Because it's Ya, it's understood. Even if you don't say Ya. When you're calling somebody, that's Munada, that's the meaning of it. Yeah. Abdullah. Abdullah. Naam. So after today, khalas, no more Abdullah, right? When you call him Abdullah, call him Abdullah. Five. Last example we gave, Ya Rabbana. Ya Rabbana. Okay, why is Rabb Mansub with Fatta? Rabb. Because it's Munada after Ya and Nida, and it's an Idafa. It's Mudaf to what? Na. It's Mudaf to what? The Damir for the first person plural. Na, Nahnu, Ya Rabbana. Fine, in any case, this is really a simple matter. What all this is talking about is that before we had Ya and Nida, and we said that the noun after always takes Dhamma. It's Mabniyun ala Dhamma. But now we're saying, unless it's an Idalfa. If it's an Idalfa, it's Mansub. With Fatta. If it's an Idalfa, it's going to be Mansub. Two things. Has to be after Ya and Nida. And second thing, has to be an Idalfa. Otherwise, we go back to the original rule that we had before. Alright? That's simple. Okay, number five. We have learned in book one that the noun after come, how many? Is singular. The noun after come is singular. And Mansub. And Mansub. But if the word come is preceded by a preposition, any preposition, wa alaykum salam, then if it's preceded by a preposition, then the following noun, or the noun following it, may be Majroor or Mansub. Okay, before we said that the noun, the tamyiz of come, is going to be Mansub, right? But now we're saying that if it's preceded by a preposition, it could be Mansub, and it also could be what? Majroor. Why would it be Majroor? What would make it now could also be Majroor before we said it's Mansub? No. Okay, listen. I know we're tired now, right? Khalas, listen. We're tired now. Huh? Help me?
Maybe half a job.
Half a job. I mean, that is elementary, right? Half a job makes something majrur, right? So here, because of kam, it could be mansub. And because of half jar, it could be majrur. So there are two possibilities here. In this case, you could go either way. You have a choice in this matter. Okay, the Arabs didn't force you to do anything here. I can't blame it on anybody. It's your own choice now, okay? Blame it on yourself. Alright, you have a choice here, okay? So, if the word kam is preceded by a preposition, the noun following it may be majrur or mansub. For example, kam riyalan indaka. Kam riyalan indaka. How many riyals do you have? Okay, in this case, riyal is mansub. Why? Because after kam, it's tamyiz of kam. So it has to be mansub. Alright? But let's look at another example. Bikam. Now the kam is preceded by what? Preposition, right? So now we have a choice. It could be become riyalan mansub, or it could be become riyalan majrur. Okay, you have a choice here. Because you have it could be mansub because it's tamyiz of kam, or it could be majrur because of the harf jar. Here, both riyalan and riyalan are permissible because of the preposition be. In the same way, we can say fi kam yawman or fi kam yawmin. In how many days? The meaning is exactly the same, but you have a choice here to make it mansub or make it majrur. Is it clear? That's a simple matter. It's just we have a preposition here now, so we have an option. They're giving us an option. Okay, when the interrogative ma, what is the interrogative ma? Ma al-istifhamiya. Alright, the ma we had in book 1 in chapter 1. The ma that's used for asking a question. When it's preceded by a preposition, the alif of the ma, mim fatta alif, is dropped. Okay, for example, if you have bi plus ma, you say bima, with short, without elongation. Bima. Okay, same thing, you have li plus ma, you say lima. Lima. For what or why? If you have min plus ma, all of these, what do we have in common between bi and li and min? What's common between them? They're all prepositions. The rule here is related to prepositions. Whenever you have ma al-istifhamiyya that's preceded by a preposition, then the elongation of the ma is deleted. It becomes a short vowel, okay? So here you have min plus ma. If you put them together, the noon is merged into the meme. This is called what? When you merge the noon, sakin into meme. You study tajweed. Come on, Raki.
Idgham.
That's with the ba, right?
No.
I mean, ba is coming
out. No, we're talking about noon sakina. And it's merged here. The noon with sukun is merged into the meme. It's idgham. It's just merging. Okay, so you have min plus ma becomes mim ma. Shortened, right? Note that the noon of the min has been assimilated, or idgham, assimilated to the meme of ma. So you have, instead of min ma, you have mim ma, shortened. Okay? Same thing, you have an plus ma, the noon here, sakin from un, from an, the noon sakin is merged into the meme of the ma, so you have am ma. Right? Like where you have that at? Ya Abu Bakr? Amma yatasalun. Naam. Tayyib? So that's a simple matter, right? It's just a matter of what? Remembering that the ma istifhamiyya, that the elongation of it is deleted when it's preceded by a preposition. Number 7, we have learned the relative pronouns alladhi for masculine singular and allati for feminine singular. Now we learn their plural forms. The plural of alladhi is what? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Alladhina, right? And the plural of allati is what? That's one of the plurals. There's more than one plural, but that's the one we're going to take now. Allati. Here are some examples. Ar-rajulu alladhi. That's masculine. Singular. الرجل الذي خرج من مكتب المدير مدير جديد. Alright? That's for singular. Masculine singular. The man who left the headmaster's office is a new teacher. الرجال الذين. Now here we have a plural, right? So instead of using الذي, you gotta use what? الذين خرجوا من مكتب المدير مدرسون جدد. مدرسون جدد. The men who left the headmaster's office are new teachers. Feminine singular. Feminine singular is التي, right? That we had before. الطالبة التي جلست أمام المدرسة المدرسة بنت المديرة. Okay, so we have الطالبة التي. The female student sat in front of the lady teacher is the headmistress daughter, or the daughter of the headmistress. Feminine plural, الطالبات التي. The female students who sat جلسنا أمام المدرسة بنات المديرة. They are what? The ones who sat in front of the female teacher, they are the daughters of the headmistress. Okay, so really, this is just two vocabulary words, but we just keep them in close with what? الذي and التي. الذين and التي. Number 8, we have learned particle hamzatul istifham, which turns the statement into a question, right? Hamzatul istifham. If the noun following alif lam, if the noun following it has alif lam, then the hamzatul istifham changes into a med. Okay, so instead of saying a and l, you say ah. Okay, that means you're going to have what? You have hamza with fatha, as though there's the alif following it, right, which elongates it. So you're saying ah. Okay, so for example, you have here al-mudarrisu qala laka. If you want to make that into a question, you would say ah al-mudarrisu, right? But we don't pronounce it like that. Ah al-mudarrisu, but rather you say al-mudarrisu. Al, elongation, fatta alif. Al-mudarrisu qala laka. Has the teacher said something to you? And the same thing we had, al-yawma ra'aytahu. If you wanted to make it into a question, you just what? Add hamza, hamza to istifham, right? Al-yawma ra'aytahu. Al-yawma, don't say al-yawma, but say what? Al-yawma ra'aytahu. Did you see him today? But if there's no alif lam following hamzatul istifham, then it remains normal. Like in this, and then I'll take your question, right? If you had hadha at-talibu sa'alaka, you would make it into a question, you say what? Ahadha at-talibu sa'alaka. Naam.
Yeah, what I was saying is that, okay, as you're saying, the alif lam, right, with the madr, with this madr,
naam.
It's an expression telling you that it's a question.
That tells you that it's a question, right. Naam.
And you have to make the distinction between al.
Naam.
Al.
Sure, you have to distinguish. You can, if you say al, then you don't have any elongation there.
So you have to,
but if you hear the elongation, you know that's a question. That's naam. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Five, number 9. The final ya, which is pronounced alif, yani alif maksura, is written alif when the genitive or accusative pronoun is attached to the word. Meaning, when you have a word like ma'ana, that ends with what? Alif maksura. If a pronoun is attached to it, genitive or accusative, meaning what? If it's a majrur or mansub pronoun is attached to it, then in that case, it will be written as alif mamduda. Okay, it won't be written like alif maksura. Okay, so you have ma'ana. If you add a pronoun to it, because it's the same pronunciation, but the way of writing. Instead of writing it down like the ya without two dots, you write like regular alif. That's all it is. Okay, whether it's a noun or whether it's a verb, the same rule is applicable there. Okay, you have ma'ana, that's a noun. You have kawa, that's a verb. But in any case, when the pronoun is attached to it, then whether it's the accusative pronoun or genitive pronoun, it's just a different way of writing it. You just write it as a regular alif. And almost at the end, number 10, and we have about a minute left before the adhan. At-tullabu al-juludu al-khamsatu. The five new students. Here the number is used as an adjective, as a not. The number here is used as a not. Right? If we wanted to say five students, it would be opposite, right? The number will come first, the adad, and then the ma'adud, and it will be mudawfun ilay, right? But here it's coming as a not, so it's coming after it instead of before it, in idalfa. Okay, so pay attention to that. The five new students, here the number is used as an adjective, so it comes after the ma'adud. Instead of the adad coming before the ma'adud, it coming after it here. And here are some examples, al-kutubu al-arba'atu, al-rijalu al-asharatu, al-sihahu al-sittatu. And we want to say here, as-siha, as-sittatu, the six authentic books, is not a good expression to use, because the scholars of hadith don't say the six authentic books. Rather, authentic books are Sahih Bukhari, Muslim, Sahihain, and the other four is Kutub al-Sunan. They are not considered to be Siha. They are full of a lot of weak hadith. Okay, so this expression is not really a good expression. Anyway, that's how they brought it here. Al-Akhawatu al-Khams, the five sisters. And the last point that we want to look at here is just for emphasis, right? If we have A'ila al-Mudiri, Zahabtum, instead of saying Az-Zahabtum ila al-Mudiri, if we said A'ila al-Mudiri, Zahabtum, here ila al-Mudiri is brought forward for the sake of emphasis. For the sake of emphasis. Okay? Note the following. Ra'aytu Bilalan. That's without emphasis. But as opposed to Bilalan Ra'aytu. Okay, changing the order of it is for what? For emphasis. The second construction is used in case of doubt or denial. Wallahu musta'an. Fine. Inshallah, you know what your homework is, right? You gotta read this carefully. Carefully. And read the dialogue. And inshallah, if you could do some of the exercises, we'll do them in class next week, inshallah. You gonna try it, huh? Sorry, please do some homework. Please do some homework. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.